Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Okay, welcome to Techno Progressivo. You're listening to DJ Wah. It is currently 8 o'clock on Sunday, the 6th of October. And sorry, I can't remember what I just said. You're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. My name is DJ Wah. And you're listening to the third anniversary show. So first thing I'd like to do with this show is dedicate it to Trixie, who will be sorely missed. So we are thinking of you a lot. So that's about it. A couple of things I want to do differently than normal. I was actually able to get an amazing interview opportunity last week with one of my DJ heroes here. His name's Umek, and I'm going to kick the show off with an interview that I was able to get with him last Friday night. He's already staying in downtown Vancouver, and after that I'm going to go into a three-song set with him. So I'll run all that stuff, and then I will be back here in about 15 minutes. So enjoy the interview, and I will talk to you.
You're listening to Techno Progressivo, and I'm sitting here with Umek, who I'd first of all like to thank very much for doing this interview with me, so thank you.
Thank you.
You've had basically a 20-year career in this industry, and there's a lot of people that come and go, and how have you managed to be so successful for such an extended period of time?
Back in the days when all the techno legends started, it was mostly about how good DJ you were, you know, just like it was not really necessary to go in the studio, sit down for 20 hours and make tracks. And right now it is. I see my tracks as a business card, you know. So when I release the track, you can show the people around what kind of music are you making and what kind of music they can expect from you when they're gonna hear your live.
Which do you like more, producing or DJing?
It's impossible to decide, you know. Because it goes hand in hand, you know. First, I love to sit down in front of the computer, make some new beats. And you're all excited, you know. And then, you know, when you finish those tunes, you really want to go in the club and test them out and see how the crowd is going to react. 50-50.
For me, 1605 is basically just sheer class. And I think just about every release that comes out, I just absolutely love. So how do you maintain such a high standard? And not just from your productions, but anybody else that produces on there?
It's quite simple, you know. People are asking me, like, what's the rule, you know, what do we need to do to be released on 1605? I mean, it's so simple. You just need to make a track that I would love to play.
And does everything go through you?
Yeah, every single tune. I mean, like, if you post a tune on 1605 SoundCloud, if you show it only to me, downloadable, full size, of course, so I can play it in the club, I listen to every single track that's there.
Do you have kind of a vision for 1605 for the future?
The only certain thing is that I know right now is nothing is certain for me.
Who, like, of your peers do you love to play with? Who do you enjoy doing shows with?
You know what, actually I really love to play the guys which are signed on 1605. I love when I see all these new brand new names, because like they're there for the first time and they're so excited, you know, and I love to see this energy in the eyes, you know, like, oh my god, I have a chance, thank you for inviting me to play for 1605 nights. And I'm so happy to see that, you know.
Recently I was reading on your website that you actually took time out of your schedule to just perform at a charity event in Slovenia. So what is the charity that you perform for? And apparently you do that annually.
Yeah.
And why do you do that annually?
So this party, it's called Party with a Cause, Jour de Slogan. Okay. It actually, you know, points out the problem, you know, throughout the year, because it's so big, you know. You could see the facts, pictures, what's going on. The event is chosen for, like, best event in Slovenia, blah, blah. And so, you know, it announces the problem like the whole year, you know, and this is what I want to be a part of, something really special. This is really special.
The last 3 or 4 years in North America here, it feels like electronic music has just blown up. What do you think of that? And what do you think, I'm always curious what you guys think of the EDM label.
It was funny because I got this question half a year ago in Toronto, what I think about EDM, and I was like, then the Kavik from Pleasure Craft, he said, I guess Umek doesn't even know this expression. I was like, yeah, true, I don't even know what it is, because in Europe we don't use the expression. But anyway, I think it's absolutely great. I hope China explodes like this someday. I hope India someday explodes like this, you know, because the market just grows up, you know, and I think the diversity of styles can be be so big.
How are you able to handle a tour schedule, taking care of the 1605 podcast, Behind the Iron Curtain, and then continue to produce? How do you find time to do all that?
It's everything on a laptop right now.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's so simple.
Okay, this is Zumek with Chase the Marauder, followed up with Freaks on the Dance Floor, and then the last one will be Disco Mille. I am currently on my Facebook page, which is Techno Progressivo. We're going to check that out. Enjoy this mix, and I'll talk to you in about 15 minutes. Break it up, break it up, break it up, break it up, break it up.
CITR is proud to sponsor the Vancouver International Film Festival showing of Bill Morrison's film The Great Flood. Weaving together compelling archival footage of the Great Mississippi Flood of 1927, complemented by an original score by Bill Frisell. That flood led to an exodus of sharecroppers all heading north. The result? Chicago blues, rhythm and blues, and ultimately rock and roll. For showtimes and information, visit vif.org.
British Columbia's beautiful wilderness with the UBC Varsity Outdoors Club. Try your hand at hiking, backcountry skiing, rock climbing, kayaking, and much more. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, we have trips happening every week, usually at no cost. I'm just living my dream. Check us out online at ubc-voc.com. For everybody who should live it, live it, live it. Go
and get it, you should live it, live it, live it. Okay, welcome back to Techno Progressivo. This is DJ Wah. It's 8:20 right now. Thank you so much to Umek for doing that interview, and it was an amazing interview, and it was unfortunate that I had to cut it down to 3 minutes, but lots of interesting stuff there. Hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to crank it back a notch here, kind of go into the deep house kind of section here. First up is Canada's D-Unity. I'll follow that with FCL, and then a Cashmere track after that. Full track listing is on my Facebook page, which is Techno Progressivo. This is Box Shape Room. Enjoy.
I feel the heat. give you the world. Tonight forever I'd be your girl. Just like honey, I'm so sweet. Satisfy your every need.
Discorder Magazine is proud to sponsor the Vancouver International Film Festival's showing of Tito on Ice, directed by Max Anderson and Helena Ahonen. A surreal tale in which graphic novelists cart along a macabre papier-mâché mummy of Marshal Josip Broz Tito, encased in a refrigerator, on a barnstorming tour of the former Yugoslavia. For showtimes and more information, visit vif.org.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Okay, welcome back. This is DJ Wah. That was my Deep House Mix section of the show. Last track there was Kashmir and Deje with Satisfy. Up next is Canada's Carlo Leo's remix of a track by Kaiser Disco. This is called Jana, and this is kind of my big mix of the night. Four songs. I will see you back here in about 15 minutes. Enjoy.
now. All we need to do is just lay now. All we need to do. Bob our heads to this groove right here. Bob our heads to this groove right here. I'm so much groove. I'm going to ask you to stand.
and you'll find the funk.
Okay, here we are. This is DJ Juan. We're at the end of another episode of Techno Progressivo. So thanks for listening to the third year anniversary episode of the show. I hope you enjoyed the UMEC interview and all the different sets there. If you did like what you heard, you can go to my SoundCloud page, which is www.soundcloud.com/DJ-WA, and check out mixes like this or similar sounds. You can go to iTunes and check out the podcast of the show completely, or you can go to Podburner and check out the podcast there as well. So up next is going to be Do Ran with Bootlegs and B-Sides. And as always, I'm going to close off with my track from the past. And for here, I'm going all the way back to 1987, which I guess is 26 years now, if you can believe it's been that long. This is something straight out of Chicago, the birthplace of house music, Kenny Jam and Jason with Can You Dance? So enjoy this track, and I will be back here again in a couple of weeks. Thanks for listening.